Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday. Fat Fridays.
The Daily Talk Show, episode 294.
We're trying to perk ourselves back up because we were perked up before we consumed the food that we have today.
I'm about to have a meltdown, unfortunately.
You're going to sweat a lot through this episode.
It's a sugar-induced meltdown. But I feel like I've gotten better as I've gotten older at recognizing that things like sugar, things start to happen, my eyes start twitching.
Yeah. Well, I did talk about a friend of mine who has a mate. I don't know this person personally, but they've only just realized that they get irritable and really annoyed and everyone around them knows that they just haven't gone to take a pee.
Yeah.
The toilet one. So we've just smashed a whole heap of burgers and donuts and thick shakes from Baldwin Canteen. Mm-hmm. The video, if you're listening to this, go to our YouTube channel, The Daily Talk Show, because at the start of it is the debauchery that went down.
Montage.
Well, it might not even look that much. Like, we were laughing today about how if you laid out everything that was in these thick shakes,
you wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
You'd be like, there's way too much food here for one person. But you put it in you're using the orange juice sort of example.
Well, yeah. I think there's one bottle that you can get that's about 16 to 20 oranges.
It sounds like a bit of a marketing speak though, doesn't it? 16 oranges in every...
Well, I think that it could be a bit of bullshit.
How old were you before you realised that Ribena isn't actually a fruit?
I didn't even know what it was. I always just thought it was a sweet drink. Mm. I mean,
I thought Ribena was the fruit.
Okay, what is it?
What 97, fruit is it? What is it?
What's in Ribena?
What's it? Ribena is...
Do you even know what that is, kid?
Blackcurrants.
Blackcurrants, okay. Yeah. But it's not Ribena fruit. It's just they've just branded it.
I made a video which was not some of my greatest work because it makes people look like idiots, which I'm against that kind of content now, but I did make it and I will own it.
I mean, we make ourselves look like idiots 5 days a week, so we don't need anymore.
I'm making up for it, bro. I was in the Napa Valley in California, just outside of San Francisco, and we were going and doing a winery tour. Mm. And so
a free one. Mate, what a fucking rot this was. You had said that you were doing... Yeah, you're a broadcaster.
No, I said we've got an online TV show and
your phone going off. It's a nightmare. Can you put it on silent?
Yeah, I'll just hang up. That was Amy. Love you. Anyway, it's on silent.
You were very funny about me touching your phone.
No, because I got to make a call soon. Yeah, no. And so I got to read a message and I've got lots of things happening. I'm trying to tell my Napa Valley story.
This is the first time that Tommy has been in charge of making a phone call and he's having a fucking meltdown. Just keep your phone on silent.
Dude, I need to out myself as an arsehole. So we told this guy that we had an online TV show, which essentially we were just videoing and making videos and putting them out. So it was online and it was of TV nature.
And but you rocked up with like point and shoot little cameras, didn't you?
Yeah, this lovely guy who took us around the Napa Valley and he got us free accommodation. He took us to some lovely vineyards and wineries. And so this one place, I was asking the American lady, so she's not Australian. Ribena is an Australian drink, I think. I think it was very big throughout our childhood and that's what I thought. And so I was asking this woman on camera, do you guys have Ribena? Pretending it's the wine. She said, no. And I said, yeah, it's really dark. It's red.
It's so
And then
cringe.
She was like so serious about it.
They were asking people, weren't they?
Oh, that's how it might be a different blend. We might not have it over here, which did exactly what I wanted to do in the moment.
I remember I did something similar when I was 11 at Sovereign Hill.
Oh, yeah. What'd you do?
I was 12 actually. And I was asking the pharmacist if they had condoms. I can put the video up.
Oh, you've got video of it?
I've got video of it.
Okay. So I was 20. I was 22.
I would have been 13. Would have been 13 when I did
my... You were on the prank. I mean, that's more acceptable, the pranking at that age.
I said, do you have extra small condoms? But it's sort of a little bit, I guess a 13-year-old, it's a little bit... I thought it was very funny. I had only just the year before discovered what condoms were.
I love that it makes you look bad. That is the beauty of it because I don't think that's a troll on them.
No.
Mine was not great, but you can watch the video. It's still on YouTube somewhere.
So can you explain to people why you're sort of semi-panicked with your phone out?
I'm not semi-panicked.
You're fully panicked.
I'm fully panicked. So Ryan John, who's been a guest on Fat Friday episode. Mm-hmm. He is our Western Australian correspondent. He works on the radio station over there, mm-hmm. one of the big ones. He's a big deal. He's on billboards and shit. Mm-hmm. And he messaged me last night and he said to me, I think you're being exploited by someone and it needs to be brought to your attention. And I was like, okay. I've almost taken a leaf out of your book where if I say to you, if I hook or I say something that's sort of like, I'll tell you soon, you have a breakdown.
Oh, absolutely not. Just tell me now.
Which I can't.
It's not a fucking radio show. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Well, stop teasing. And yeah. So we're going to call him?
Yeah, we're going to call him. We're just going to see what is going
so,
on.
So Ryan's in WA.
Yeah.
This is FaceTime audio if you're wondering.
Hello.
Rye dog.
Going on.
Never called you that in my life, but I did.
Just trying to be, he's trying to act cool because he's worried that shit's about to go down.
How are you?
I'm very well. Am I on or is this all happening?
Yeah, it's absolutely happening.
We don't
welcome
fuck around.
Welcome to the show. No producers, yeah. No airlock. This is straight, yeah. Straight through.
No rules.
Yeah.
It's the way it should be.
Yeah. Oh,
no, I'm good.
So I was just saying how you can't do that to a bloke. You can't say someone's been exploiting you and not... And say, I'll tell you in a few weeks when I'm in Melbourne, your dog. What's going on?
All right. So there's a bit of backstory, I guess, but you guys were both involved in this. So remember when Kyle and Jackie O had like a few misdemeanors back in the day?
Yes.
And because of this, that everyone, including both of you, we had to do all that like compliance training and testing and stuff. Well, you guys both have to do that when you're at SDA.
Yeah, no, so the prank calls.
Australian radio, a network over here. You've got to sit through these boring tests and shit to basically make sure that you don't fuck around on air and get them sued heavily.
Yeah,
and so I remember that.
Yeah, and so this week is like compliance week. So the whole company is going through all this stuff because Kyle and Jackie O did this thing and they've left the company and now we're stuck doing all the paperwork still 5 years later.
Yeah.
But one of the categories is about consent, right? Like, do listeners have consent being on air? By the way, considering you're calling people straight up when they're on, you might need to have a chat with Big Meat or something about that.
Yeah. we'll speak to the board.
Oh, we've got that week coming up.
Yeah.
It's an offsite.
Yeah, one of the things is like ongoing consent, which means like if you film someone for something, you can't then just like use that footage for something else.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, if you guys were number one on the podcast charts and there was a photo of you guys like popping champagne bottles and celebrating, that's cool. But then if Cardinal Pell is like released from prison and the headline's like, Cardinal Pell's fans celebrate, and they use the photo of you guys celebrating, like you can't do that.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
For a different reason, right? Mm-hmm. So the face of consent for SCA in 2019, because I did the training this morning, is Tommy Jacket. Tommy Jacket.
The face of consent. Oh, that's, I don't think he would have ever been described as that, but I think that is a brilliant
Oh, you know, the worst thing is I got fucking wrapped up with Cardinal Pell in the same sentence.
So there's this video and it's like, now here's what happens when it's consent. And the whole video is like clips of Tommy in the radio studio and Tommy doing this stuff on the street. And I thought to myself, the irony, did Tommy Jacket give consent to be the face of consent in 2019 for the 2019 training?
I feel like Tommy has done many things in his life for like Woolworths vouchers and stuff like that. Was this
Hang on, is like what I will say is I was
employed.
In a contract, I was employed by them at the time that I was in Shepparton. Is there actual footage that you know of that is outside of my time working at that network?
I'm not sure about that. You'll have to check. But again, my concern is this ongoing consent. Like,
yeah,
can they just keep using the same thing for a different purpose? Yeah.
Are you uncomfortable, TJ, with being positioned as the consent guy?
Yeah, I mean...
It's better than the herpes guy. There's worse.
Yeah, definitely. Worse. But no, I have not given my ongoing consent. I worked for them for little money and I would like to be monetarily rewarded.
Fuck. Can you do the speaking for him, Ryan? Because Tommy's, if he fumbles like this in the meeting, we're fucked. And so what was the footage of what was Tommy actually doing? And was it like voiceover or something?
No, so it's Tommy in the studio. I guess you would describe it as like a lot of B-roll.
Yes.
So there's a voiceover guy being like, consent is very important. And so I'm hearing that as I'm seeing Tommy be a dickhead in the studio, jumping around, dancing. And there's a few videos on the street with you and Shepparton. There's like, I don't know if you're a Pizza Hut or something.
Yes. Oh, the Pizza Hut stuff.
Hang on.
That was on your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Did you ever put stuff on Shepparton's? I reckon you would have. You would have leveraged it. You would have done a Christian Hull. You'd have been doing the cross posting.
You're still my content, though.
I think
if I shot something in my, I mean, Ryan, you're the perpetrator of creating
don't
content.
Don't call him perpetrator. I don't like perpetrator.
Yeah, I don't want to be called perpetrator. We have already mentioned Cardinal Pell. Yeah, yeah. Not that word.
Your middle name's Pell. No, I'm joking. But you make content outside of work hours and then use it in on the Facebook pages of these businesses. What's the deal there? Like, are you giving them your permission to then ongoingly post or use that?
Well, that's actually a different argument altogether because they don't share any of my stuff anymore because they said we're an audio company, so that video stuff is not important.
Oh, really? Oh, that makes total sense. You know,
hashtag multimedia.
Yeah, they're moving backwards from where crazy. When we were there.
Let's not defame them because Ryan's still probably in contract there.
No, well,
but, until tomorrow. Ryan, do you know if you can? That's what I was actually wondering. I think that when you're employed by a company, I'm sure a lot of the rules around it are like if you create stuff within their space or using their tools, it's automatically their IP and stuff. You are an entrepreneur / intrapreneur, that sort of mix of doing stuff outside of work. Have you had to have that conversation where it's like, oh, I won't use the studio time or I won't use the gear because I don't want you guys to own this or what's the deal?
Not in a really serious manner, but it has sort of popped up a few times over the years because it is such a grey area because like you said, they're in writing, it says from, you know, January 1 last year to December 31 this year for your two-year contract, we own every single thing you make. Oh, now, they don't often, like, enforce it, but, if they had to, I guess they would if they had to sort of protect themselves. And I think that's a murky area, and that's a big reason why a lot of people are moving away from radio because they're like, well, look, like, if you're a young YouTuber, you're like, look, I'd love to do a radio show, but I also want to make some videos. And, like, that's a big reason why not a lot of young people are going to radio because they're very controlling and protective, where it should be the other way around. They should want you to do as much as you can. Yeah,
100%. I nearly signed a contract years and years ago before, just after I left Shepparton. It was for like a talent manager and it was of a similar nature where it's like I'm tied to them. So it'd be like if you somehow created some product outside –
They'd want a bit of
cash, which is absolutely fucking ridiculous. It's moving away from that completely.
I guess part of it is there's been some success stories in Australia where radio personalities have done really well and the radio stations don't own any of the IP. So I guess it's like what business do you think, Ryan, are the radio stations in then if it's not owning the content that's got you in it? Do you think there's a distinction?
Well, I think of it this way. If they don't want to make their radio stations full of champions, then they're going to have stations full of losers.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that whole argument of what if we train up and make our staff really successful and they leave? And I'm always like, what if you don't do those things and they stay?
And
the reality is if I, you know, when I get fired from my job, they'll probably they'll probably replace me with some guy who got famous on his own with social media. Yeah. And so it's probably in my best interest to get fired, go do work elsewhere and then come back in the side door.
Yeah, and they'll be using this podcast audio as to
for consent.
The irony of during compliance week is that I've broken so much compliance in the last 8 minutes. It is unbelievable.
What is the what's the plans on the podcast? Where are you at?
Well, at the moment, I'm just deciphering how much I can talk about the stuff we're talking about right here. But with my podcast, it's actually Muffin Break this week, guys. I've applied for a job with Muffin Break. Have you guys talked about that?
No, I have seen that.
Off air, I think I'd mentioned. I don't know if I spoke to you about
that. Did you see that muffin thing? Right, I pressed to comment and I spent 5 minutes thinking about what I'd write, but then I decided not to. So I was going to comment on it.
My engagement.
Well, for people who don't know, the CEO of Muffin Break has come out and said millennials are lazy fucks, and she hasn't had a knock on the door for someone wanting to work for free for 5 years.
Yeah. It's quite layered, and I came from thinking of a business owner, but then you can take it the opposite direction and look at a big corporation or a big franchise like this, and a woman in this position of power. And your stance, Ryan, was one that you're like, they're not lazy. What did you say? Because you were quite hard on it.
Well, yeah, they were really upset that we were unwilling to work for free, which, I mean, you talk about, they say we're entitled, and it's so strange because she feels she's entitled to free labour.
Yeah.
So the one thing to keep in mind is if it is work experience, you need to be giving them an experience. And if you're smart, if you're an academic doing law, science, engineering, medicine, you know, you're not going to go to Muffin Break. And if you're not the academic type, if you're kind of someone who's prepared to get their hands dirty, more of a worker, then mining companies and construction companies are having apprentices and cadetships, and they're paying them hundreds of thousands of dollars. So why would you go to Muffin Break?
It's got nothing to do with the people being lazy, and everything to do with the reason no one's knocking on the door is because you're the fucking CEO of Muffin Break.
Yeah, but yeah,
unless I can find out the recipe, unless I know what's in those fucking muffins, unless they're going to give me that secret.
Yeah.
I mean, the younger generation has never been more primed to earn $50 plus an hour.
As in, that's their expectation.
100%. Yeah. Like, the people I've spoken to have, within this industry, media industry, little to no experience and expect to be paid for it, which is outrageous. And I'm not expecting labour for free, but it is like there is a place to start. I think people have lost work ethic. There is a big problem with people not having jobs when they're young.
But I think there's a difference. To Ryan's point, it's the work experience bit. I think that the idea that you need to, that the only way to get paid for your time is through financial means is the bit that's a bit fucked up, because thing is, we've done this show for over a year, we've done it every single weekday, and we haven't made anything from it, and we believe that this is something worth investing time in. What do you think the balance is there, Ryan, with the working for free with the idea that you are gaining a huge amount of experience?
Yeah, well, I agree in that there needs to be an exchange, and that does not have to be money. So if the exchange is your time for your learning skills, then that's great. But, I mean, we're not all going into the muffin business. And whilst, I don't know, our generation gets painted kind of bad, but, like, you guys are the prime example. You don't earn much or anything from the podcast, but you're still doing it.
Yeah.
Mr. 97, when he's not hooking up with everyone from Shameless, like, he's in there just rubbing shoulders with people. And, like, to think that, you know, we're in this era where everyone's like, oh, go hustle, go work hard, and everyone is, to then be like, oh, those guys are lazy and don't do anything. I mean, it just doesn't. Well, like, how much stuff have we done for not getting paid?
100%. You know? And Mr. 97 is the prime example, and he is here. He's listening to you, Ryan.
How you going, Ryan?
Oh, hey, mate, I'm surprised you've got so much time to be on the podcast these days. But it's a prime example, and I don't know if this is why it's happened to you, Mr. 97, but I would say to anyone who's your age versus university or whatever, go and find someone who's your hero and just be their assistant for a year, and you'll learn so much.
100%.
And then for someone to tell us that we're lazy, whereas people like you turn up every day just to get experience and rub shoulders with people you respect, I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, Mr. 97 ditched a marketing or business degree, and he sent me an email, and in the title was the word free. He said, I mean, this perfect email for Muffin Break. He actually emailed Muffin Break as well. I just answered first because I'm desperate. But that was, what's your learning from that? Like, if you were to understand the investment, like, your dad was even thinking, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people were really confused as to what I was doing. But I don't think it's actually like...
No one's more confused than him right now.
it's not communicated enough that if you actually go and get the practical experience, it's going to be more worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of the opportunities that I've had since, I don't, like, being around you guys and with the podcast and meeting people, all of that's like way more invaluable than spending money on a degree that's trying to, I don't know, like, make me smarter in business. Whereas if I just like work here and start doing practical stuff and meeting up with people and developing an actual network of people.
Every time you say meeting up with people, I just think of dating.
No, I think, one thing that I've sort of figured out is it's all sort of like a people's game, and being in touch and knowing the right people and learning from the right people is definitely the way to go.
Ryan, did you do any sort of free work at the beginning of your career?
Well, yeah, I used to work in accounting and finance, and so I did heaps of summer internships with big companies and and doing crappy jobs at a bank just so I had a bank on my resume and stuff like that. But I also used to be, and it's a bit different, but it's sort of the same. I used to be an athlete, right? And you never get paid when you're a teenager to go to training. But the reality is the more time you go to training, the better you get and the more likely you are to get money later.
What sport specialising in?
I played volleyball. So I played. Oh, cool. I had went to the US on a scholarship and then I played all over the world for a few years. It's hard to believe now because I'm 6 foot tall and have a dad bod, but this is a true story.
This is great.
Yeah, but when you think of experience, you go, well, do you want to hire a guy with a volleyball degree or do you want a guy who's played 300 games and is really experienced and knows what he's doing?
Yeah.
And it's sort of similar in like what Mr. 97, it's so weird having a serious conversation and calling you Mr. 97.
yeah. Serious convos, you can just say 97s.
But experience and also in creative fields, portfolio is probably better than what's written on a resume. So anyway, that's what I've told Muffin Break and I have applied to work with them for free. I've offered to be their social media intern.
Yeah, this would be great.
As I said, you don't need to give me any money, but I just want to learn and get some guidance and support on how to be the best social media intern I can be. And that is yet to be responded to.
I wonder how many requests they've had for free work
since the
article.
Well, I mean, there's actually laws against taking free labor. There has to be some exchange.
We were talking to Eric yesterday, who lives in Virginia, and I think their minimum wage is around $7.50 an hour there. And we are, I think, in Australia lucky that you can, I think things are a little bit more sort of evened out in the country so that if you are actually adding to society that you can fucking afford to rent a place and to, you know, buy groceries and do all those things.
And then you go over to New York and it's the same low wage, but everything's exorbitant. As you are our WA correspondent, Ryan, WA is traditionally expensive, right?
Like, yep, correct.
How much is like a coffee?
Like a latte.
What's the difference between Melbourne and WA?
Well, it has eased off, as has the mining boom in the last few years. But you can still, I mean, to get a coffee for under $5 is a pretty good find.
Wow,
like,
really?
It's pretty rare to find a coffee for less than $5. Or maybe like, it's, you know, $4.50 or $4.60 if it's a good one. But, I mean, you can still get a latte for free something in Melbourne, right, at the right place.
Yeah. Is there 7-Eleven still? Are they?
7-Eleven. Oh, mate, 7-Eleven are off us since that video that we outed them. And then, would you believe, my radio show, we did this experiment that shows if you get a $2 coffee, it's only the same amount as a $1 coffee. The next day, I get these ads that I have to read out promoting 7-Eleven coffee.
Really? I wonder. That is so funny.
Yeah. And and you'll be in the training video in the next coming years.
Exactly. How to be client friendly.
Module 7, don't bag out your client and expect to take their money literally the next day.
But you know what? There might be 7-Eleven, but I'd much prefer to go to get a beautiful bagel from Five and Dime. Wait, I can't fuck this credit up. Five and Dime Bagels. Have you been to Five and Dime Bagels, Ryan, when you've come to Melbourne?
No, but I'm back in a few weeks, so
this is a pay-in-bagel.
Maybe we'll have to go there with you, Ryan. Yeah, you have to come on the show so you're like physically next to us.
What I wanted to clear up is on Wednesday when we had Jason Fox in, I had described that the bagel was like a Chipotle maple bacon, bacon maple, I can't remember which way. To be clear, that's the cream cheese.
Yes.
Is the Chipotle maple bacon maple.
Just say either one of them.
Chipotle, bacon maple, maple bacon.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a maple loop. Bacon.
Maple bacon. Yeah, so it is the cream cheese. So then you would change up the bagel to be an everything bagel.
Ryan, I was confused as this when I went in there. No, because
I have no idea what's going on right now, but it just sounds like a lot of words and words that I enjoy, but I don't understand what.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Freaked out. I did go in there. You know how it's near Invato, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
right. And so you sent me there to get some catering.
Yeah, fun fact.
I freaked out. I was like, I was just pointing at things and like yes, and then I brought back, and it was like at the end of the day, and I felt like I did a really bad job at picking what could have been an amazing bagel experience.
Ryan, have you ever said anything on air that's gotten you free shit?
Yeah, but it's not like I've got the free shit and snuck it on air. Yeah. Like I have talked about stuff, and then the next day, you know, a company's oh, we heard what you said. Here's a package. Like that happens a fair bit, which I don't know if that's legal, because in theory you are getting rewarded for shouting out companies.
It's pay for say. You can't be doing that shit. But you know.
But having said, it's usually just like food, and like if you mention a cafe, and then the next day there's like a basket of muffins, and it's like, oh, we heard you talk about us on the radio. Enjoy some muffins.
And you're
like,
muffin breaks really missed the point, haven't they?
Yeah, it wasn't my friend. Yeah. But usually the free stuff that is, like I said, accidental or indirect is usually like you get sent little snacks and stuff. And then even TV shows, I don't know if you see this stuff on Instagram, but when I know Married at First Sight or Dancing with the Stars, like the big TV networks will send you like a little
cakes or whatever.
Yeah, a little gift pack or something, and it's like, oh, I enjoy Dancing with the Stars tonight, here's some popcorn for the show.
I got
and
so
I'm like
fat.
Well, I would I would never watch your awful show, but I will eat your popcorn.
do you have access to the pre-releases of the shows? What do you get access to?
Yeah, so we're sort of mates with Channel 9, and I do like a segment on Channel 9. You know those kind of talking head, sort of hot topic type things.
Yeah.
And so we've got logins to Channel 9, so we're pretty far ahead in Married at First Sight. Having said that, we have been emailed being like, oh, we've had to re-edit tonight's episode.
So oh, really?
Be careful. Yeah. So they're like, oh, if you're going to talk about it on the show, like just make sure that we air the bit you were talking about.
Yeah, Tracy didn't get punched by Kelvin.
Yeah. Full on, isn't it?
I don't know.
That'd be a huge exclusive for the Shameless girls. You should slide into their DMs and let them know of the...
Here's the changes.
Yeah. No, you could be the secret. You could be like the...
XOXO.
Yeah,
Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl for Shameless.
Yeah, I've got too big an ego to be a secret person, because I'll be like, I know I'm anonymous, but make exactly. sure you listen to the Ryan John report on Tuesday.
It's secret, Ryan. Yeah. Just to be clear, it is the bacon mate. I'm not going to actually say
Did
it.
Because you fuck
don't
up
say it, please don't say it.
It says bacon maple and bacon with chipotle. Bacon with chipotle jam is how it's described on the Good Food website.
So but, it wasn't maple.
Yeah,
bacon.
But five and dime bagels. Thank you, Ryan. And we'll have bagels together when you're in Melbourne in a couple of weeks'
it.
Time.
I love
and,
it.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Well, we can have a desk set up for you as well if you do find that you are suddenly unemployed due to some sort of podcast guest appearance.
But if you do, either way, can you please take some screenshots or take a little video of of me being the face of consent?
Well, I'll try to, but as you can probably remember, the only way for me to do that is to do the training again, and the training is so painful to experience. I don't know if I've got it in me to sit for another
I feel
lecture.
Like you would be the last person, like if you would have been kicking and screaming doing it, were you one of the last people to do it? I remember getting notified saying, hey, this is the final warning. If you don't do it now, you can't go on the tools.
The difference is Ryan's the talent exactly. and you were just the web
the
guy.
Web guy, Josh.
It's due tomorrow, and I'm going through it today, so I'm left to the last minute. But to be fair, if the boss looked across the office and was like, "Who's going to be a bit of a dick about this?" Like, it's usually me, because they're like, "Ryan's just an asshole," so he's always the one that's a pain in the ass. So
classic talent.
I'd probably get that wrapped. Yeah.
Classic talent.
All right.
Thanks, bro.
Have a good one, mate. Enjoy. What temperature is it in WA right now? Just out of curiosity.
It is 36 degrees at the moment here.
It's fucked.
Yep.
It's hot as fuck.
All right. Have a good one, mate.
Peace out.
See you soon.
Thanks for having me on. Bye.
Oh, mate, I'm burning up with this.
The headphones are too much for you.
That is so funny, though. The face of consent. before we finish, let's get to an email that we got. We mentioned this yesterday. The squeegee keyring cult. We opened it up. We took in the
squeegee cult.
We took in the first five, and what it is, we don't want to explain too much, but the first five get a key ring, and on that key ring is a small squeegee.
So to be clear, we were speaking to Scooter Derek yesterday.
Yes.
And he said that what he imagined a squeegee to be, he'd actually associated the wrong thing in his mind.
Which is quite funny, because if you actually know what was done with the squeegee, he was thinking of a plunger, you know, like a...
Yeah. Good sound effect.
Yeah, and you're pulling it out. Anyway, where we got to this with... Where we got to it was, we found the first five, we've got their mailing address, and we got an email from Dylan, who is from Toronto.
We're going to call him from now on 3D Dill.
3D Dill.
3D Dill.
And he's just sent us a new email because he offered ages ago to basically design this squeegee and have it in a program that then allows us to get it 3D printed anywhere in the world.
Basically CAD sort of design.
Yeah.
And there was one job that we had, which was we needed to mock it up and send it to him.
We fucked it.
He's gotten impatient and said, you know what, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. I'm going to creative direct the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And 3D deal.
Well, he said, I'll design it for you, then I'll give you the file. Mate, he said, in capitals, I bought a 3D printer. Mm. He said, so if you guys still wanted to pursue the squeegee idea, I'm your guy. Maybe there's a trip down to Australia to hand them off in person when they're done. Love it. Love his fucking keenness.
I think good price flights at the moment from Air Canada.
Yeah, I did a few doodles based off the initial inspiration I got, but I'm going to keep doing some work on them and try some test 3D prints for you guys. This is so cool. I will show you a few of these sketches that he sent through. Mr. 97 is going to put them up right now.
Describe them though for people.
So this is pick one. He has decided to do a few different custom ones. This one is showing you that there's different letters on the little squeegee. So one is JJ, one's TJ, one's Mr. 97, and the other one, which is the one we'll give away to our five and then open it up to the 20, TDT, so the Daily Talk Show. I mean, right now these look fucking sick. I actually love things in that sort of design stage of seeing them.
When like I get a logo done or whatever, it feels more legit if they've gotten a visual diary out and they've used any sort of pens or pencils.
Dylan, you are good with your hand. Like
3D deal.
Yeah, 3D deal. So this one is just, again, another angle. You're seeing more of the actual squeegee itself. And then this last one, you're seeing it on the key ring.
Mm.
This is amazing. And so it's a nice solid hole to put the key ring through. Yeah. I mean, this isn't life size right now. It's amazing. These will be 3D printed. This is so good.
Thanks, 3D deal from Canada.
Yeah.
Air Canada do have flights from Melbourne to Vancouver return.
We are officially pumped, mate. We are really pumped to see these.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And then we'll get them out. Well, I mean, you'll print yourself one. He can print it.
I would love if, I mean, 3D deal, I'd love for you to come to Melbourne to deliver them, obviously.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Yeah. Air Canada, we can have some bagels together.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, yeah, Five and Dime, little maple bacon.
Trying to get
bacon,
that back in for a sponsor.
Chipotle. Baldwin Canteen is where we went today.
In Melbourne, it's full on.
Yeah, it's full. Yeah, if you want.
I am sweating more than normal.
Yeah, if you want to sort of be high on life and sugar and all those sorts of things, it's a naughty thing. You would definitely, we saw some kids in school uniforms going.
Yeah, pimply-faced teenagers, which is something I probably would have done more often than not, just like got into shit food. You didn't even think about it back then.
But now I definitely didn't think about it.
Yeah, I know.
It was because I was a bit of a chubby kid. It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us an email. 97s, just quickly before we go.
Yeah, we're going to the weekend, son.
Date update. What's sort of happening?
Still in the process of planning the next one.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Any sort of learnings or anything else that you can sort of bring up about everything?
You were overwhelmed today, bro. Let's be honest. Like the amount of messages you've got, you're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I brought you down to earth with a story that just highlighted
gave me some perspective.
Gave you some perspective. Yeah, in the dating arena.
Anytime Tommy has the opportunity of flexing his previous.
No, I'm just making it out that. There is you stressing about a few messages, and I gave you a real life. Out in the wilderness example.
Yeah.
You're good though, mate. You're doing so well. I'm looking forward to Monday though, an update of how your weekend was.
Yeah. We do, seriously, we love your emails and we try and get them onto the show as regularly as possible. So hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you've ever thought about sending us an email, seriously, the amount of people who are listening versus emailing, there's a huge – I'm not someone who writes emails to shows.
Yeah, but we get a lot. It's
but
nice.
I've watched shows for years –
What do you
never
do?
Reached out.
You'd create a video about them or something.
No, I wouldn't do it. I actually, there was a guy who made a video when I was younger called Have You Seen Josh Jansen? And he made a whole video about me when I was doing Melbourne Geek.
That's cool.
I tried to find it. He took it down off Vimeo. Maybe I can ask.
Well, if you don't want to email, make a video.
Yeah.
Then maybe email us. Yeah, if you got a YouTube. You see it.
Yeah, we'd feature it. Yeah. YouTube.com/The Daily Talk Show as well. We put up every single video as the full episode on there. We'll have
see
a good one.
On Monday.
I said we'll have a good one. We will.
Yeah, we will. So will you. See you Monday.
Bye.